You know that I am called the Count, because I really love to sometimes I sit and all day, but sometimes I get carried away. I slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I start in f***ing, it's very hard to stop. Hey, faster, faster, it is so exciting. I could f*** forever, f*** until I drop. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, I love f***ing whatever the amount. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, yeah, 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 hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, that's the song of the Count. I f*** the spiders on the wall. I f*** the cobwebs in the hall. I f*** the candles on the shelf. When I'm alone, I f*** myself. Oh, yeah.
Hey freaks, it's Thursday, December 11th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, Christmas is canceled, Santa was mauled by a bobcat, plus sucking your girlfriend's eardrum out through her mouth, and cosmetic surgery for dead people. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, freaks! Timothy James Henson with you, back for the Big Thursday Show. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast. Really do have a great program for you. We're going to get into it right now. First up, I've got a video here, and I played this on yesterday's video cast just for Sideshow Freaks, because the visuals are quite amazing, but the audio is pretty good, too. All right, this is a guy who got a small cut on the side of his chest, and now he's going to remove the bandages and show us a cool trick he learned.
Okay. My name is Jason, and I'm about to show you something that none of you have ever seen before. Doctor, you've never seen it. Lawyer, you've never seen it.
Lawyer.
Man or woman.
Nurse, police officer, daycare workers. I bet you never seen it either. School cafeteria lunch ladies, construction workers, Indians. I bet you none of the village people have ever seen anything like this. All right, let's see what he has to show us here.
As you can see, I have a bandage.
Yes.
That I'm pulling off.
All right.
Underneath this bandage.
Yeah, it's just a normal looking cut, right?
Cut?
Yeah.
Now, when I put some pressure, watch what happens.
What's great is not only does it make that farting sound, it's actually spewing like pus. It kind of looks like a baby is spitting up. Except there's like particles of pus that are just flying out after being expelled with this pressure.
Yes, I have a blowhole.
Yeah, it really
like
is.
Like a whale.
He really does have a blowhole.
Whale boy, I'm a fish. But still now. One more time.
Idiot. His blowhole is queefing. Thank you very much, Whale Boy, for that. Now, the next piece of audio I have for you, I gotta say, you might want to fast forward, especially if you're an animal lover. Remember a while ago, I played audio of the Marine chucking the puppy off of a cliff over there in Iraq? Well, this really makes that video look like a romance. Here is a foreign child just beating the hell out of a dog. Like, the dog's on the leash, and the kid is using the leash and pulling the dog up, so it's choking the dog. And well, take a listen.
Dei, questa pesca fria, sì.
Hi, bug.
You hear the dog yelping. What he's doing is he's lifting the leash up and then slamming the dog down on the pavement.
No.
Oh man. What, now he's like swinging the dog around like a lasso. Oh, this is really awful. This dog must have done something really wrong. I bet you it's Toby from the Stanley Steamer commercial. This is what you get for scooting your ass on the carpet. Like, the fact that the dog is yelping doesn't bother me so much. What really pisses me off is the kid laughing. It's one thing to beat the hell out of a dog, but for Christ's sakes, be humble about it. Yeah, then eventually he just starts running and dragging the dog along the road, and family thinks it's hilarious. Apparently this video was featured on Afghanistan's Funniest Home Videos. Cruel, cruel people. Couple more pieces of audio. Apparently an artist has created some sort of crazy shit machine. You feed this machine food and then out comes real poop. Take a listen.
At the imposing Museum of Contemporary Art in Antwerp, a very special lunch has arrived. The lucky recipient is neither a curator nor an artist, but a 39-foot long machine known as Cloaca. As the inventor lovingly feeds his high-tech Frankenstein, the machine churns away, preparing to perform its revolutionary function, which is to make poo!
The thing is, most people just don't give a shit about shit. They just sit there on the toilet, never once thinking about the incredibly complicated biological process that's going on inside their bodies.
He wants people to worship shit!
So that's why I built Cloaca, to make people stop treating their shit like shit.
What do you want us to do? I mean, what do you expect us to do with shit? Frame it or something? Put it on the dinner table as a centerpiece or something?
First we have the chewing mechanism, which breaks down the actual size of the food. Then it's over to the large intestines, with over 400 types of acid bacteria. That's when things start to get interesting. And this is the final stage, which basically involves compression and expulsion, fresh out of the oven.
When Vim's researchers first began to scoop out the poop, they were thrilled to discover that Cloaca's craps were almost identical, scientifically speaking, to people's...
Wow, a real medical marvel. Look, if you want shit, I can give you shit. Just invite me over your house. I'll squat wherever you want me to. Just let her rip. Better yet, invite 5 or 6 Japanese girls over. You know, in an hour's time, they'll have shit all over themselves, in their mouth, on the walls. You'll have yourself a real shit shindig. By the way, this guy is saying how wonderful shit is and how marvelous it is to look at it and glorious and all that other bullshit. When I think he's mistaken... What the interesting thing is the process of how the body makes the shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's fascinating. This dude's machine takes up a whole room, right? Something the human body does in a very compact form. Like, that's what's fascinating, not the shit itself. No one wants to A, smell it, or B, touch it, or, like, be around it at all. We try to avoid shit because it's waste. You know, waste! Shouldn't be in an art gallery. So it's kind of like a hack way of being an artist at this point. You know what I mean? Like, if any of you aspire to be an artist but have no real talent, just find something shocking and put it on paper. Like, throw up on paper and then frame it. And then now you're an artist, right? Like, this guy before has done other stuff with shit. Like, he's made tiles out of shit or something. So let's just play a little bit more here.
But this also means that Cloaca experiences a very human type of tummy trouble.
Cloaca's stomach problems are similar to those of a small child. Constipation, diarrhea, the usual suspects. When he farts, which he does quite often, we funnel the fumes through a series of tubes, which are released outside. Otherwise, we'd never survive in here.
This is why I'm like an old person and I'm afraid of a robot uprising. Think about it. Robots don't ever have to poop. They've got all that extra time to brainstorm and assemble. Ah! I spend a good 2 to 3 hours a day on the toilet. That's also why I'm afraid of monkeys and the monkey future. Because, yes, they poop, but what do? They just go wherever they want, pick it up, and chuck it at you. Now it's a weapon! I really think us humans have to start adopting some of their monkey traits or something. Alright, so there you go, the pooping machine. I've got one more piece of audio for you. It's a crazy woman. Now, I've played clips before where a crazy woman basically throws herself onto a car trying to get money out of the person by saying, "Oh my god, this person ran into me," when no, it was you throwing yourself onto the bumper of a car. But anyways, here is another example of a crazy woman, and she's doing what I just described. By the way, what's great is this went down on a really busy street. There were tons of eyewitnesses that saw this woman basically just throw herself on the car. But, you know, she sticks with her story. God bless her.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
No, that's
just yeah, we called the police. Oh my god. I saw exactly what she did.
Can you stay? Because I don't want to get arrested for hitting her.
You didn't hit her.
Well, I know that, but she's going to say that I did.
You did not hit her. You did not hit her. I need to. I'm supposed to meet my parents.
She threw herself on the back of my car.
Yeah, she sure did.
And then she threw herself on the ground.
And I tried to help her up, but then she just started screaming.
Okay, the police are here. The police are here.
Right. She's got like a hood over her face so no one can really see what's going on, or like a towel or something over her face. She won't let anyone touch her. Then the police come, right? And then that's when she gets up. Although I do have to say, this woman's screaming. Sounds a lot like burger and fries, huh? Alright, so yes, the police arrive and then the woman just sort of gets up.
Hey, that was just that. Alright.
You're better?
I'm all better. You wanna dance?
No, you live
what
here.
What do you want? You wanna me that boy?
You live here?
Ask my father. You live here? I don't know what happened to you.
Like, no one knows what the hell she's saying. All I got was, "I'm all right, and do you want to dance?"
What language do you want me to speak?
I
want to
know if you live here.
Shalom, Hamidin!
You live here.
Yes! Okay. But would you give me the choice?
Right, it's just babble, right? Incoherent babble. Although the girl who was driving the car actually manages to ask the woman a couple questions.
I want to know why you threw yourself in the back of my car and held up all the traffic. Would you like to go to the hospital?
You want me to do it again? I'll do it over and over and over.
Why?
I love to.
Why?
It's my job.
Oh, it's her job. Okay, that makes perfect sense then. Everything's cleared up, thank God. All right, so there you go. There's a crazy lady. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Support the program and give yourself a nice little early Christmas present. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Already this week, we've done a bonus episode and a video cast. Tomorrow, we'll have an extended show for you. It's a great time to sign up, catch up on all of the exclusive content you've been missing. And don't forget, we've got lifetime memberships available for a limited time. You can also gift a membership if you want to do that as a Christmas gift to a friend or family member. Oh, lots of great options for you to spend money on me. Yeah, superfreaksideshow.com. More importantly, you support the show, ensuring that my stupidity will continue on for years and years to come. Three very quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one, you know, when you're dead, you shouldn't have to worry about looking good, because who the fuck cares, right? Well, apparently, cosmetic lifts for dead people are becoming increasingly common. The recent boom in cosmetic procedures has raised the bar for many of us when it comes to appearance. Not for me. Ironically, I kind of already look like a dead person. By the way, you know, I was thinking about funerals, and I've been to funerals before. I haven't been to that many, right? Thank God. But I have been to some where the people, and I don't know if this is common or not, but I think it's entirely too creepy for me to ever partake in. But some of the people will go up, right, when they go up to the casket or whatever to pay their final respects or whatever, and they'll kiss the dead person, like, on the cheek or lips or something. Is that normal? Or was I at a fucked up funeral, right? Just like, you know, saying goodbye, like, goodbye. I don't care if it's just a little peck on the cheek or not. I don't want to touch a cold dead person. I would finger a cold dead person, but not kiss on the lips. No, no. I wonder if they could feel the finger bang in the afterlife. Like, they're up in heaven, like, woo! Oh, what's that? I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm high. People used to say, just throw me in a pine box and bury me in the backyard, says Mark Duffy, president and CEO of Everest Funeral, a national funeral planning and concierge service. But that's all changing. Now people want to be remembered. A funeral, again, a photo shoot. We've got a photo shoot with stillborn babies, so why not a photo shoot with, you know, a 90-year-old, wrinkly-ass old person? A funeral is their last major event. They don't even know it's their, you know what I mean? Like, they're not really there. A funeral is their last major event, and they want to look good for it. I've even had people say, I want you to get rid of my wrinkles and make me look younger. Well, morticians have always performed a bit of cosmetic magic when it comes to recapturing the lifelike appearance of a person who's passed on. What's happening now, however, is some people are making advance arrangements for these final touches and in ways they never used to even think about. I've had people mention they want their breasts to look perky when they're dead, said David Temrowski, a funeral director of Temrowski & Sons Funeral Home in Warren, Michigan. Or they'll say, can you get these wrinkles out? Just iron their face. It's all in humor, but I think people do think more about what they're going to look like when they're dead and lying in a casket. Typically, mortician's craft involves everything from setting a peaceful facial expression, which has to be done before the embalming fluid enters the body's circulatory system, to erasing the ravages of age, disease, or trauma, using tissue filler, wax, stitches, or even super glue, in the case of broken bones, to recreating the deceased individual's style with regard to hair, nails, and makeup. Also, lips are plumped, and cheeks are filled and contoured, and hollowed hands are injected with filler to give them a nice, fuller appearance. So there you go. If you have any special requests, you'd obviously want to go to the funeral director before you die, I guess. Second story we have for you today comes from China. This is really bizarre. A young woman in southern China has partially lost her hearing after her boyfriend ruptured her eardrum during an excessively passionate kiss. What the hell was he doing to this poor woman? What did he, like, open his mouth and place it over hers and just, like, begin sucking? Gonna suck out a piece of her brain or something. You're lucky it was just a ruptured eardrum. The 20-something girl went to the hospital completely deaf in her left ear, the China Daily said. The kiss reduced pressure in the mouth, pulled the eardrum out, Christ, and caused the breakdown of the ear, the paper quoted a doctor, saying the woman's hearing would likely return to normal after about 2 months. While kissing is normally very safe, doctors advise people to proceed with caution. I'd play the crazy ethnic person sound, but for some reason I can't access it today. Stupid computer Vista. I'll get that taken care of. Don't you worry. Crazy ethnic person sound effect will be back. All right, final story we have for you today. Santa Claus posed with a very large kitty on his lap, and now, unfortunately, he might need rabies shots. Jonathan Bebbington was playing the jolly old elf during a Santa Paws photo event at a PetSmart store when he was... Santa's not an elf. These news reporters are stupid. All right, yes, he was playing the jolly old elf. What the fuck? During a Santa Paws photo event at a PetSmart store when he was bitten Sunday on the wrist and hand. The event was to raise money for Penny Angels Beagle Rescue Group. The cat and owner disappeared after the incident. At least one person thought it was a bobcat. It had absolutely huge paws, like 3 inches around, said Joan Kerr, president of Penny Angels. The cat, named Benny, appeared terrified because dogs were nearby. That was a smart idea. Let's bring Benny the Bobcat into a PetSmart full of dogs! It had very powerful jaws and big teeth, he said, estimating the cat weighed about 30 pounds. The woman who brought it to the store told people she bought the cat from a breeder in Wyoming for $1,500. Seems a bit steep for a normal tabby kitty cat, doesn't it? Her last words were, "I have a permit and the cat has all his vaccines." Unless the owner produces vaccination records, Bebbington will have to receive rabies shots starting Thursday as a precaution. He's already had a tetanus shot. "I don't want anything happening to the cat," he said. "It's a beautiful animal and was naturally scared." Rabies shots are not as bad as they used to be when they were a long ordeal of dreaded painful shots to the abdomen. They now consist of a shorter series of shots in the arm. So, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, checking in with my freaky deekies.
Jigu Henson, Canadian Jay here. I am... Oh, good. In the middle of watching the One Guy, One Cup. Oh,
oh right.
God, that is...
horrifying, isn't it?
Hilarious.
Oh.
That is amazing. Yeah, I love it. By the way, I'm looking for that radish video, and I cannot find it anywhere. I'm on RedTube. I searched for radish. I can't find it. How did you find it? You have yourself a good day, Tim. Bye.
I actually remember, yeah, I remember the title. It was A New Veggie Is Born. Veggie, V-E-G-G-I-E, obviously. A New Veggie Is Born. Look that up and see if that works for you. All right, next up, yeah.
Hey, Tim. It's Zan.
Zan!
I want to call with something really quick here.
All right. Haven't heard from Zan lately.
I'm listening to Tuesday's show, and I just listened to a voicemail of a girl telling a story of irony about getting in an accident on an icy road near some kind of intersection or whatever.
Right.
And thought that was kind of funny because it was similar to yours. Well, I wanted to point out that's actually a coincidence that has nothing to do with irony.
That's true.
Now, for instance, if she was a bus driver and she was listening to your show and got pretty distracted and ran into a teenager and killed them,
That
would be irony.
Yes, that's ironic.
Just wanted to clear that up. Oh, and where's Santiago? I miss his voicemail. Anyways.
Yeah, Santiago, I believe, is still around. Well, let's see. We heard from Rob. Rob from Cleveland yesterday. Zan. We got those two guys still listening. So, Santiago, check in if you're out there.
Thank you, Tim. FedEx from Buffalo. And everybody calls up with this one. You're going to get raped, but I got to do it. If you remember, I think it was probably about a year ago, the delivery guy with the pipe bomb strapped to his neck, and he's standing around going, "No, it's real, it's real, it's real." Nobody wanted to believe him. They thought he was just some wacko who was trying to kill himself or suicide bomber or whatever. Turns out that the guy was actually pleading for his life, and they caught the guy that he was conspiring with. He was actually trying to commit a bank robbery. But he thought it was a fake pipe bomb that was strapped around his neck. And
I gotta tell you, I don't know what the hell this guy is talking about.
And when he realized that he didn't want to do it anymore, and he realized it was a real pipe bomb, he tried to take it off. The guy that he was conspiring with put a gun to his head and said, "You ain't taking it off." And, well, we all know what happened after that.
No, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
And they sent him some food.
All right. Maybe there's some news story that happened a year ago that I don't remember.
What's up, Tim? Esther Henson.
Esther.
This is Jordan in Honolulu here, your second Hawaii listener.
Uh-huh.
And I heard you mention dirty dungarees. the laundromat that's also a bar on your episode a few days ago.
Yes.
I don't know if you've actually been to that place, but it sounds like a good idea until you go in there. It's like a dirty bowling alley without the bowling lanes in it. If I were you, I would do my laundry there, then cross the street to Miani's and get drunk there, or go down
Miani's,
the street
yes.
to Lido's or something. And also, I don't know if any of your other callers have do this, but whenever I call you to leave a voice message, I'm always afraid that you're going to pick up.
It's not my home line. It's not like you're calling my answering machine.
You, Jim, it's your friendly fat Xbox from Buffalo. Just want to let you know how creepy that Boy George rendition you did was. I love you, but please don't ever do that again. Boy George is bad enough, and you doing it, just even for distorted view.
Do you really want to hurt me?
Hey, Tim, Kyle from Alaska here. I just was watching an old episode of Boston Legal. And
which is a surprisingly good show, actually. I used to watch that. Had William Shatner. It's kind of funny.
And was thinking that when the writers wrote this episode, they must have been listening to the Sword of View. Because in one episode, they had a couple little singer girls on there that were supposed to be Prussian Blue. And also,
I saw that one.
Separate storyline, a pro Anemia girl on there.
Oh, I didn't see that
one. I just thought I'd call and say maybe you should check that out. It was season 3, episode number 10. It's right up the Sword of View's alley. Anyway, talk to you later.
All right. Well, if the writers from Boston Legal are listening, I would love a walk-on role.
Hope I've been waiting. Left 4 Dead is for the PC as well.
I don't know what the hell that is. Next up here.
Mr. Henson, I'm calling to tell you that today I am joining the sideshow.
Yay!
And it is all because of you. I was stuck at work. I do hair for a living, and I got stuck cutting the hair of a fucking window licker. The only thing that kept me from jabbing my scissors.
Does your hair salon have security cameras? Because I would love to get a hold of the tape.
From jabbing my scissors deep into
cutting the hair of a retard.
What's the thought of all the hilarious things that you would be speaking of if I mentioned the fact that she shat in my chair?
Oh my god. Did you not take pictures or grab a video camera or something? Bad DV listener.
That was weird. It said send your fax now. I guess an important businessman will have to send you a fax.
Yes. I set that up specifically for him because important businessman needs to send me a lot of important faxes that I need to sign fax. And date.
Hey Tim. This
proposals
is Mod calling from Austin. And I have an important correction that needs to be addressed here.
Okay.
You said number 2 is not a deadly weapon. Come on, how'd you miss that?
All right, I stand corrected. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD is in OH-GOD. Thank you very much, Whale Boy. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. If you haven't voted in the month of December, take just a second and help Distorted View out. There's a link on the show notes today. Subscribe via iTunes, dig us on dig.com, and we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Friday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Sorry, sweetie. We don't like thinking trouble.